Rebuild, reroot, rise. Welcome to the podcast, y'all. If this is your first time checking in, welcome, welcome. Join in. And if you are back again, thank you for tuning in to another episode. So glad that you're here. And honestly, I'm loving these podcasts. I'm just loving being able to connect with you guys, being able to express my feelings and emotions, getting feedback. I mean, it's all healthy and I love it. It's just so healing. It's, you know, it's so loving. It's so comforting. It's empowering. So let's get into it. So today's episode is going to be about feeling and releasing. This episode is going to be about allowing yourself to feel the emotions that your body wants you to feel and learning and understanding how to release them once you've felt them. Literally being able to feel something and let it go. And I love the fact that I'm talking about this today because I experienced this today, and this is what inspired me actually to just make a podcast about it, because I noticed that we've all probably had to do this often throughout the day, you know, throughout the week, however many times. We all have definitely felt like we were feeling an emotion that we necessarily didn't want to feel, but somehow we were struggling to release it. You know, we were struggling to just let it go. So I really want to just dig deep into that topic. So I noticed that when I am feeling emotions that I don't necessarily want to feel, and it can be anything from anxiety, sadness, depression, wanting to cry, feeling a little bit of resentment even, or fear, you know, anxiety, gotta say that again, because anxiety is a huge one. So, you know, I know that when I've, you know, found myself feeling these feelings and I can't shake them off. Before, I noticed that I would try to just shake them off really, really, really quickly. And I think we all have came to that point where we may feel something and we just want to like really minimize it and just forget about it and not feel it. So we'll do things. We'll do things to cope with trying to get past those feelings really quickly. I mean, it could be anything. It could be having a distraction with a hobby, working a lot to distract yourself. I mean, money, lust, I mean, addictions, and you know drugs and alcohol and disorders, eating disorders, I mean, self-harm. I mean, there's just so many things that I can't even list right now, but I know that you guys understand, just with so many things that people can do to cope with feelings that they don't want to feel. And the thing that can get really, really, really dangerous, I would say, when we find ourselves wanting to cope with things really quickly, you know, coping with things by just one of the things I said or anything else that pops into your mind, by coping with things quickly, the dangerous thing about that is that we're not allowing ourselves to just go through the feelings of whatever it is that we're trying to feel. It's like we're just trying to say, okay, hurry up body, like let's just hurry up and feel this feeling, like, or say something popped into your mind, or say like a past scenario popped into your mind, a past person, and it's like you literally are telling yourself like just hurry up, like just hurry up and think about this, let me get through this. And we try to distract ourselves, and is not healthy, because when we tune our body to respond in that way frequently, it trains our body to respond that way in every other aspect of our life. So Not is it just only when you're feeling those emotions, those lower self emotions of sadness, depression, grief, anxiety, anger, resentment, envy, hate, whatever it is, you are now also, you know, that also trails onto other aspects and feelings of your life, which could be happiness and joy and, you know, creating good things in your life, good memories. And that's why it's so important to have healthy coping strategies with everything that we feel and everything that we go through. And because the point is that we're human. We are supposed to feel everything in life that we go through. We are never just supposed to numb part of ourselves out because it's not good or it's not cool or it's not something that we want to deal with or talk about or feel. It's like, no, like, that makes you you, and it's a part of who you are. It's a part of your DNA. It's a part of your emotions. It's a part of you. So when you try to numb a part of who you are, you begin to numb more than just that part of who you are, more than just the lower self, the lower feelings that you don't want to feel. And yeah, like, today I noticed I was feeling a little lonely, you know, like knowing that, yes, I'm alone, you know, and I'm not really lonely, but I feel lonely because I'm alone. And it was just a weird situation of feelings, because I didn't wake up like that, but it came on to me throughout the day, and I had to really feel the feelings, y'all. Like, I could not just numb it out. I couldn't just go to the gym because I had already went to the gym. It's like, I can't eat something because I already ate some fruits after the gym. I got my protein shake in. So it's like, what more can you do but just feel these feelings? And I was asking myself this question. Like, I literally talked to myself and I was thinking to myself, like, okay, Mila, like, what are you gonna do? Right? Your mind is telling you to quickly do everything that you think you can to cope quickly with these feelings of loneliness and being alone and, you know, isolation even a little bit, and anxiety maybe. So it's like, once I realize, okay, well, there's not much more that you could do and you still feel this way right now, what could you do right now? So I just sat with those feelings. Yeah, like, I just literally felt those feelings. I was like, wow. Like, I just started to dissect it and think about, okay, like, why do you feel lonely? Well, there's no one I can talk to. There's no one really around me when I come home. And, you know, I don't have friends over all the time. And then I asked myself, okay, well, are you alone? Like, are you literally alone in this world? And then I was like, no, you know, I'm not alone. Like, the Most High is for me. I mean, the Most High is looking over me. The Most High is listening to me. You know, I have a social media platform where I'm sure there's a lot of people that would want to reach out to me if I reached out to them. So I was like, you know, no, I'm not really alone. So as I began to sit with the feelings and dissect them and feel them, it's like they begin to fade. And I began to ask myself also, like, okay, well, you felt the feelings. What about releasing them? Like, now that you know where these feelings are stemming from, what are you going to do to release them? And I'm just asking myself these questions, and it's like I'm just thinking about it, sitting there. It's almost like a meditation with myself, but I'm giving myself the time to just be still and sit with the feelings, right? And I was like, you know, I like being a content creator. Like, I like creating content. I like speaking. I like using my voice. I like writing. I like, you know, having good dialogue, like, just all these things, you know? And as I began to list these things, I was like, this is how I can release. And it just, like, it clicked. Like, when I say it clicked, it just, like a literal light bulb in my head. And I'm smiling right now because it's, like, to literally express how I went through that. And this is why, like, y'all, I will forever be a mental health advocate, because people suffer in silence. That was me. I was suffering in silence a lot before. And that's not to say that I don't have days where I still struggle. But it's to say that when I felt like I couldn't use my voice or speak up about how I'm really feeling to anyone, or even just like to let it out, like it would consume me. It would literally consume me. And when I say consume me, like it could be hours, it could be days, it could be weeks, it could be months. For some, it could be years. And man, like we have such a powerful tool when we can use our voice and when we can show ourselves that we could do the inner work to heal, to understand our emotions and our feelings and to grow. I mean, it is something powerful. It is something powerful that no one can take away. So I'm just so happy that I experience the feelings that I go through and that I am able to share it, you know. And yeah, this is the highlight of the episode, is feeling and releasing, you know, being able to feel what you feel, feel the emotions when they come up, feel them wherever it is. Like some people get anxiety and they start to feel it in their chest, like they start to feel a tightness in their chest. Some people feel depression and they can feel a heaviness on their back, you know, they feel this weight. Like people feel their emotions differently in different ways, and the key is just understanding what you feel when it comes on, where you feel it, addressing it, understanding it, showing yourself compassion, grace, patience, and releasing back those feelings, right? We don't want to hold on to those emotions. We want to be able to just release them. In life, we're always going to feel our feelings. We're always going to have our emotions to deal with. And I think it's so cliche for even men to have the masculinity perception that they cannot feel their emotions, that it is weak to speak about your feelings or to cry or to express how you feel, right? Real men don't do that. It's like, I think that's so toxic. So we're gonna feel our feelings every day of our life, and our feelings are like waves in the oceans. They come and go, they rise and fall, they can get loud, they could, you know, be very strong, and then they could be subtle and just, you know, be just a light wave. But the point is that we're always going to feel our feelings, just like the ocean is always going to be there. There's always going to be a body of water somewhere, or a river. And no feeling lasts forever. No bad feeling lasts forever. You know, there's just so much growth with being able to understand your emotions, because although it could seem hard in the moment, because again, it's very easy to cope quickly, but it's a lot more work to give yourself time and patience and compassion and to really understand your feelings and to release them. That takes time and growth and energy. But here's the thing. Coping quickly is quick, and healing is a lot of inner work. But when you struggle with your emotions, it often leads to more suffering. The more you struggle with how you feel, the more you suffer in the end. Because imagine, right? For example, imagine a child growing up and they never ever were raised in an environment where they could express their feelings, and they just always grew up like that, like they just didn't know how to process their feelings, and they never had a safe place too, so they would just bottle it in, and they'd bottle it in at home, they'd bottle it in at school. And in the end, this child grows up to feel that they don't know how to understand themselves. They don't know how to dissect their feelings. They don't know how to feel and release what it is they feel from day to day, what it is they struggle with. pertaining to their emotions, and they just internally suffer. And that's why it is so important to heal and do the inner work, y'all. It is so important to take the time to understand who you are, to understand your feelings, to give yourself, again, compassion, grace, and time, you know, rather than suppressing your feelings, observing them, you know. That is really the true goal with healing and growing through mental health, is understanding our feelings, understanding our emotions, understanding what triggers us, but being able to redirect whatever the trigger is to more of a redirection rather than just it being a trigger, you know. And it's so important to observe our feelings rather than suppress them, because the more that we observe our feelings, the more that we could learn from ourselves, that can help ourselves in the future, help our future selves, and help other people. I've always felt like whenever I've forced myself to suppress my emotions, that I've been unable to thrive, you know. I've always felt like constantly running from my emotions has always left me feeling exhausted, because I'd always be more focused on numbing how I felt rather than processing it, rather than using and redirecting my energy and being creative and reusing that same energy for healthy coping strategies. I would just be focused on coping quickly and numbing and suppressing and internally keeping everything in, which in the end, it really, 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 really leads to more suffering. I can really, really, really be a testimony for that. So, yes, this episode is about feeling and releasing, and I'm just really, really, really happy to share this episode, because it's helping me. It's helping me, and I know it's helping other people. I know that the more that we talk about mental health and we talk about healthy ways to grow through the day-to-day things that can make us feel trapped, the more that we'll be able to collectively, you know, fly almost. It almost feels like we're flying collectively when we heal, you know, collectively. And it's such a beautiful thing. You know, self-love, self-care, being compassionate to yourself is all important tools with healing and, you know, feeling and releasing your emotions. Another thing I want to add to this episode is that some people may feel that being vulnerable is a sign of weakness, you know. Being vulnerable is, you know, scary, you know. Oh, you know, you hear about someone else being vulnerable and you think, wow, like, I could never be that vulnerable or talk about myself. And I just want to put it out there that experiencing your emotions and being vulnerable with people is a sign of true strength. It's a sign that you trust yourself even. And it is true strength, not weakness. It really shows yourself and others that you understand who you are and that you're not afraid to be a voice. And truly, when we are able to be that voice, we empower someone else to be that voice as well. And I just want to leave with a note saying that honestly, the ultimate way to heal and move through painful experiences is to let yourself feel. You know, let yourself feel. You know, this episode is feeling and releasing. Let yourself feel. Give yourself time, grace, compassion. Be patient with yourself. Find healthy coping strategies. You know, get creative. Create content. Write, journal. Create art, you know. If you are into music, create music, sing a song. If you like to rap, if you create beats, if you're a chef, you know, there's so many things that you can do with just using that energy of feeling what you feel, releasing it back into healthy coping strategies. So, and thank you for tuning into this episode of Rebuild, Reroot, Rise. This episode of Feeling and Releasing was very dear to my heart, is very, just very important to me. And I know it will be helpful to many other people, just as it was helpful for me to really, you know, understand how I feel and to be able to share it with others out there. So much love for everyone tuning in. I love you all. I hope you guys are all feeling blessed. I hope you guys are all strengthened, and I hope you guys will all continue to use your voice to not only help yourself and to heal yourself, but to help and heal others. So I'll see y'all on the next podcast.